Chapter 5. 7200 West Boulevard Drive, Alexandria, Virginia. 2340 hours, 3 September 2005.
"We're home, Colonel," the Secret Service driver of the Yukon said, gently pushing Castillo's shoulder.
Castillo's head jerked up. For a moment he was confused, and then he knew where he was.
In the front seat of the Yukon, in the basement of the house.
How long was I out?
You dozed off before we were out of the airport. You ever hear that only people with nothing on their conscience can go to sleep with no difficulty?
The Secret Service agent chuckled.
So,
what happens now?
Castillo asked.
There's my relief, the Secret Service agent said, pointing to a man walking up to the Yukon. I go off at midnight in 20 minutes.
Max was walking to one side of the man and looking at the truck.
In that case, can I offer you a nightcap? Castillo offered. I'm about to have one, which I richly deserve. This has been one hell of a day.
He sensed reluctance on the part of the Secret Service agent.
If you have moral scruples against demon rum, then okay. Otherwise, consider that an order. I always feel depraved when I drink alone.
I could use a little nip.
Then come along.
Castillo's door opened as he reached for the handle.
Good evening, sir,
the Secret Service agent who had walked up to the Denali said.
Max effortlessly stood on his rear paws and put his forepaws on Castillo's legs.
How are you, pal?
He asked, and scratched Max's ears. Max sat down on his haunches.
I see you've made a pal of Max, Castillo said to the Secret Service agent. He's been meeting every car that's come in here, the Secret Service agent said, obviously waiting for you. Until now, he's just taken a look and gone back upstairs.
I probably smell like hamburger, Castillo said, and then asked,
You're going to be here all night? What did you do wrong?
The Secret Service agent chuckled.
Not to go any further?
Castillo nodded.
We bid for the duty. This looked like a much better deal than spending all night sitting in the truck in the White House parking lot. Seniority counts, and I won.
Well, the only person who can get me out of here tonight is the president, and I heard on the radio that he's on the Gulf Coast looking at hurricane damage. So why don't you find an empty bedroom and catch some sleep?
Maybe later, Colonel. Thank you.
I have to be at the Nebraska Avenue complex at 8. Is that going to screw up your getting relieved?
No, sir. If you're sure about that, I'll have my relief meet me there.
Why don't you do that?
He nodded. The stairway from the garage led into the kitchen, and there was a door from the kitchen to the living room. When Castillo got close to it, Max brushed past him and pushed it open. Castillo motioned for the Denali driver to follow him. When he got inside, he was surprised to see Edgar Delchamp and a somewhat frumpy man Delchamp's age, whom he didn't recognize. They were sitting in the leather chairs and couch around the battered coffee table, working on a bottle of Famous Grouse.
"Oh, Edgar, I'm touched," Castillo said. "You waited up for me."
Neither man seemed amused.
"We need to talk, Ace," Delchamp said.
"Will it wait until we get a drink?"
"Yeah, but he'll have to drink his someplace else," Delchamp said, then looked at the Secret Service agent and added, "Nothing personal."
"Not a problem, sir, and I can pass on the drink."
"Have the drink," Castillo ordered.
Not another word was said until Castillo had poured two drinks, given one to the Secret Service agent, who downed it, then said,
"Thank you, sir, and good evening, gentlemen."
He left the living room, closing the door behind him.
"Say hello to Milton Weiss, Ace," Delchamp said. "He and I go back a long way."
When they shook hands, Weiss's eyes were cold and penetrating. Castillo was reminded of the first time he had met Alexander Pevsner. He wondered now, as he had then, whether the look in the eyes was natural or whether it had been cultivated.
"When you get that look, you know damned well you're really being examined."
Max walked up to Castillo and rubbed his head against Castillo's leg. Castillo scratched Max's ears and looked at Delchamp.
And where is the master of this beast?
In the Monica Lewinsky Motel, Delchamp said.
What?
Okay, Ace, Delchamp said, tolerating him.
Koshin consulted a canine gynecologist who confirmed that Maidkin is in the family way, which came as no surprise to those of us who watched the happy couple happily, in the garden of the safe house for hours at a time. Said canine gynecologist offered his professional opinion that the lovers should now be separated, as Max cannot seem to grasp that his role in the procreation of his species is no longer required, and that Maidkin is very likely going to take large pieces out of him if he continues to try to force his now unwanted attentions on her. How to do that? Koshin, having been advised by Miller that your suite in the Monica Lewinsky is empty but paid for through the end of the month, decided that he had enough of bucolic suburban life and had Miller take him and Maidkin to the Mayflower, leaving Max here, his fate to be decided later.
Jesus Christ, Castillo said.
To answer your unspoken question, yes, Herr Koshin is being sat upon. Miller will stay with him until we get the Secret Service in place. Have you any further questions, Colonel, or can we get on with this?
Get on with what?
Please tell Milton what steps you have taken vis-a-vis our little problem in Paraguay.
I don't know who the hell Milton is.
Trust me, Ace, Delchamp said sarcastically. Milton Weiss is not a member of the drug mafia.
Castillo almost said, so what, but stopped. Instead, he asked, why?
Before you begin to apply damage control, Ace, it is convenient to know the extent of the damage.
Castillo looked at Delchamp but didn't say anything.
Trust me, Charlie, Delchamp said, this time very seriously.
If I don't go along with him now, he's entirely capable of telling me to go fuck myself, get up and walk out of here and the OOA, and I can't afford to lose him.